Blog Talk Radio.
Lions don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang out with lions. Because a lion only hangs out with other lions, then the standard for a lion is being a lion. The issue with us and success sometimes is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. We just don't do it. If we can understand the importance of the proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellent. Oftentimes, we get advice from a friend or a family member or somebody that we know who never even been in the space that we want to go. This is about the power of proximity. Most of us don't understand the importance of closing the gap to excellence. Like, we got to get closer to excellence. When you're around excellence, then you think excellent and you produce excellence in everything that you do. The expectation for you is excellent. Sometimes we listen to people who want us to win, but not more than they win themselves. So you get advice from people about being successful, but the undertone of it is jealousy and envy. That's not the direction that we need to go. Close the gap to excellence, hang out with lions. Surround yourself with people who have identity traits that you want to work for. Excellence is always a proximity issue. Get around it.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody is watching you, 'cause you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Let me photograph you in this light, in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we're a sort of getting old and made us restless. It was just like a movie. Just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears, nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said when you left me. You still look like a movie. You still sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Just like a song.
When we were young, when we were young, when we were young, when we were young.
It's hard to admit that everything takes me back to when you were there. So when you were there, like a movie, it was just like a song. My God, that reminds me when we're young.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less than you. Tell mama you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less than you. Tell mama you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. I got though. Ever since you walked in, shut my phone, slam my door. You know I know that you've been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. Letting you get down on it, yeah. Love when you spin round on it, yeah. Even though you want you, shawty, I promise the truth. And when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it, yeah. Girl, spend time on it, yeah. I came back to time. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than this. You gon' have to do a lot for you. So mama, you know I. You gon' need to do more than this. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So mama, you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So mama, you know I. You gon' need to do more than just.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com. to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon towels, bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels, are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.com. Here, so what does Black History Month mean to you?
Black History Month to me, Carrie and Michael, means celebration. It means acknowledgement of the contributions, the achievements of African Americans that have played a key role in our history and also currently. Just individuals that have impacted our communities, just throughout the world, with their activism, with their achievements. It's a time to highlight leaders, trailblazers, but then it's also a time to that it shows our children today the possibilities that are ahead for them, the future, the things that are possible, the things that are achievable. And it also gives the opportunity, whether you're a child, whether you're an adult, to just educate yourself more, to learn more about our ancestors, about our history, where we came from, and just this time up until now. So that's what Black History Month means to me. It's just really a celebration and a source of education. And Kerry, let me just say that, yes, we have Black History Month, but to me, every single day is about Black history. So that's what Black History Month means to me.
Wow. And Michael, what about you?
Wow. Well, with myself, what Black History Month means to me, I think about a lot of the military people that are all part of the history of this great country that we live in. And even though a lot of them may have not gotten the recognition that they would deserve, a lot of times it's starting to happen now that we're starting to see that there were people that were pivotal in the history of this country when it came to going to war, to fighting for our freedoms, fighting for other people's freedoms. And it helped with the civil rights movement. It helped with the esteem of a lot of African Americans when a lot of times it looked like we were kind of down and out. And then we'd have people like the Harlem Hellfighters and the great things they did during World War I. And then we had World War II. We had the Tuskegee Airmen and the great pride that they brought to being an African American. And so forth. During the Vietnam War, there were so many African Americans like Colin Powell and Chappie James. They came along and they built that pride that as African Americans in uniform, we could just go for it. It showed us that there were no limitations. We had Admiral Gravely, United States Navy, one of the first admirals that was an African-American, Chappie James. You know, the list just goes on and on, but it showed us as African-Americans we can achieve things. That's what it means to me, Black History Month.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow. Now, what does Black History Month mean to you, Kerry?
Oh, thank you for asking, guys. I definitely acknowledge the incredible articulation of both my incredible colleagues here, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I echo your sentiment. And I just would add that when I think about Black History Month, I think about living in Black history times today. What does that mean? That means that we are still fighting the good fight.
Oh, yes.
And endeavoring to make history. We have not been able to make history.
True.
As you guys know in the current news, and every time you turn on your TV, you're seeing things that you shouldn't be seeing. Our people, our community has been pretty much criminalized around, you know, folks thinking that we're bad. Meanwhile, your pockets are being going into another way. And it's made us distrust each other.
So true.
So true.
It is a way that if you can plant the seed of doubt and distrust in your own brother and sister, you're going to just perish and destroy yourself. So when I think about Black history, I think about our ancestors, the struggles. I think about my parents who have gone on, who would just be so disheartened to see today so many things that are just ridiculous. All who have done incredible, incredible things, accomplishments, who are part of our community and look like us. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. And we're going to continue. We're going to continue to stand on their shoulders with the legacies that they have left and bestowed to us.
Oh, yes.
Very much so.
So I just want to take a moment to acknowledge that. I also want to thank the folks at BOBSA.org, which stands for the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association.org, the work that Sam Annan is doing out on the West Coast and throughout the country, really, to folks who are looking to open up supply stores in our community, which has been, you know, historically very complicated to do at best. So we're excited during the month of February, this entire month, to talk with Sam, to talk with the many folks at BOBSA who've been on our show as we welcome a lot of the new BOBSA members. And we're real excited about that.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say thank you, guys. Awesome job. All right. So that's what it means to me. We live Black history because these are Black times, I call it. So on that note, folks, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you know what happens after your funeral? In a few short hours, the crying will die down, and your family will be busy making arrangements for food or drink. Some of your relatives will start discussing current events over coffee, and some people will call your family to tell them that they can't make it in person because of an emergency. Your employer will begin to search for your replacement. In a few days, your children will go back to work because their bereavement leave has run out. In a month, your spouse will be watching a comedy on TV and start to laugh. You'll be forgotten at an astonishing pace. If people will forget you so easily, then who are you living your life for? You spent your whole life worrying about what people will think about you. They don't. So live your life for you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and hours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Well, hello, Keisha McAllister. How awesome it is to have you today join us. Yes. Hey, hey, hey. That's your famous tagline. And we're so excited. We really are. Today we are talking about Ask a Hairstylist, more about questions that have come to us from those folks from around the country and through our social media, who have really basic questions today. I think these are fairly straightforward. And I'm happy to get started. Now, before we do so, let's just remind everybody, Keisha McAllister, you run and operate Lavender Beauty out in Fairfield, California.
So,
and what I love about it is that this is a salon suite. And just remind everybody the difference between like a salon suite and a traditional full, big old salon.
Well, a salon suite is more focused on the by appointment only service to each of your clients. It also allows for the stylist to work with a specialized clientele. So whether that might be disabled or people who need a certain type of privacy because of hair loss or different types of issues, this is what offers that clientele the service and the privacy. The big salon is also, they're also a lot of fun, but they don't give the privacy that some people need or require. And so that is what has allowed me to serve my clientele for many years on a by appointment and only basis.
Now, do you get spoiled being like not working with about, a number of other hairstylists? Do you get spoiled being like working, in a singular capacity, if you will?
I don't think so, because you still have to work with clients. You're still working with people. And that means you still have to be, on your P's and Q's about how you speak, how you present yourself, you know, what y'all talk about, what you listen to. It's still the same experience. So, no, it doesn't. You don't get spoiled, because it's not to be away from people. It's just now that I offer a different type of service.
Well, I'm loving this, because I was just thinking as you were saying this, and I'm thinking, oh, I'll bet the clients actually would really appreciate that extra little. It's like they get to have the attention really focused on them.
Definitely. Yeah, and it sometimes it's one-on-one. It depends on what the service is, yeah.
Awesome. Well, listen, today I am excited to get started. We began this Ask a Hairstylist, as you guys know, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show some time back with Keisha McAllister out from the West Coast, which we're so excited to always have you join us. Yes, West Side up again in the northern part of California. So this is really great. And you're already a member for folks who would like to connect with you on the Hair Radio community. Again, at hrmember.com. You can sign up there to become a member. It's totally free and connect with Keisha. So listen, today we're rolling on.
Please do.
Yes. Okay. So we're jumping in. The first question comes to us from a lady out in Baltimore. Her name is Maxine, Baltimore, Maryland, out here on the East Coast. So now she says, Her hair is very dry. This is what she writes. She is a wig wearer. That's what she put down. And her hair, she said, is braided underneath. Any steps to get moisture into her hair? Any advice? Is dry under the wig. What advice would you tell Maxine, Keisha?
Well, the first thing I would like to know is if this is a daily wig, is the wig sewn down, or is she pulling it off a mannequin head and putting it on every day?
You know what? She didn't say, but are you able to address the different scenarios for us today?
I can, sure. For those who are wearing sewn down wigs, or what we call tacking it down, depending on if it's the lace front or something like that, you should be able to, honestly, I'm just going to keep it real, peel your wig up in the back.
Oh, my. Okay. Wow.
And get you, I'm just going old school,
yes.
Get some hair grease or some oil that you can put on your scalp in between those cornrows, those braids, and then pull your wig back down, especially if it has the lace front in the front. Now, if you're a daily wig wearer where you just put it off and on, I happen to be one of those.
Like a hat.
Yeah, basically you put it on like a hat or a beanie. And so that means if she's taking it off and on every night, she's probably wearing some sort of wig cap. Take the cap off. Put some oil on your scalp. I suggest if you're able to use any of the nut oils, nut-based oils like an almond oil, those are very, very good on the scalp. People tend to go for coconut oil, but coconut oil doesn't always penetrate the scalp. It will sometimes just sit on it and create another barrier on the scalp, which is not helpful at all. So that would be my suggestion. And then if she's a daily wig wearer, take your braids down once a week and shampoo your hair and do a moisture, do a deep condition. And,
that's important.
You know, when you're done with it, blow dry it, braid it back, you know, braid it back down if she's able to do that herself. But that part is very important.
Wow. Well, I tell you something, I am just blown away literally by this. No, I really am. That's really good advice. And it seems to me everything that you said, there was one common, commonality. And that was that you want to add some kind of moisture in, to your scalp. And that is
Oh, and drink water. Yes, drink
Why
drink,
is that
drink
important?
Water. Because you need to moisturize from the inside out.
Mm.
And if you're on any type of medication or type of regimen, it's going to change the way your body receives moisture or hydrates. So if you're able to drink more water, definitely drink more water, and you should see a difference. As you moisturize from the top and, you know, hydrate from within, you should start to see a difference in your hair and in your scalp.
Wow. Okay. Water can never hurt. Can never hurt. Okay.
Never.
Well, I'm loving this. Okay, folks, again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to an all-new episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and yes, I am with, hey, you guys know her, Ms. Keisha McAllister. She comes to us. All the way from the wonderful Lavender Beauty, and that's your great salon suite, which we love talking about today, in Fairfield, California, again, up north. And out there, yes, on the West Coast. So we are so super excited. Okay, well, I hope that Maxine appreciated that response. I think that was great. Moisture is critical, and it just reminds me, that's why it's so important to have products that speak to that, and we're going to get into that in just a bit. So got another question. Great job on that first one. All right. Now, this one comes to us from Alex in Dallas, Texas. Alex out in Dallas. Okay.
Oh, nice. That's way that right.
Yeah, exactly. Now he says here, my wife wants our daughter to wear a relaxer, I guess, to get her hair straightened, but I want her to stay natural. He just says the age, she's 9 years old. Wow. Okay. That's a toughie. Any advice which way he should go? Would you rule in favor of the husband or the wife? Are there things that they should take into consideration for either?
Well,
Keisha, good question.
Yeah, it's a very good question. What I will say to Alex in Dallas is it sounds as though his daughter has a lot of hair and his wife is tired. She's exasperated with combing her hair.
Yeah.
And a lot of times kids, little girls with a lot of hair tend to be tender-headed.
Mm.
Get the comb down in far enough because the hair is tangled on the end.
And yeah, wow.
And so,
and that's painful for kids. You know, when
that's
you're young,
very
you
painful. It's
yeah.
painful for adults. I have people in my chair. You know, they're kind of sitting forward because they don't know what I'm getting ready to do. And so, what I would suggest is Alex do his daughter's hair for about a week and see what it takes for her hair to be done. And then it doesn't mean that she has to go to a relaxer, but it also means that there has to be a plan. So if he's not wanting her to have a relaxer, then he needs to send his wife and that baby to the shop.
That is interesting. Wow.
Because it's a budget. It's going to be a budget thing. It's going to be a self-esteem thing. This girl's not going to want her hair combed. There's going to be a battle between her and her mother. And he, as the dad, he's kind of an outsider looking in. He sees the end
exactly.
result, but he doesn't know what his wife has gone through to get it done.
Wow. Well, it doesn't seem like it's, you know, is that the right impression that the young children should have, the young girl should have in terms of it being a chore? You know, it sounds like...
Right, it becomes a self-esteem thing.
Right.
Especially for young black girls. And then he doesn't want his daughter to see her mom and dad battling over what's going to happen with her hair.
Yeah, wow.
You know, because you start to hear, oh, it's too this, it's too that, it's too this, it's too that. And in our community, we already have, you either bald headed or you got a bunch of hair. That's
wow.
just the way it is. And those with a lot of hair are always either envied or, you know, it's all sorts of stuff in our community. So I would suggest Alex to spend a week trying to work with his daughter to get to do her hair. And then during that week, they need to also figure out maybe there's a shop that he can send his wife and daughter to twice a month, something. So they can get a plan.
No,
her hair's not going to thin out.
No, but at that age, I think he said 9 years old, should you ask the child? Is that something you want to do? What do you suggest?
I think the bigger thing is she doesn't want it to hurt, whatever they do.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She wants it to be pretty. She wants to be able to comb it, but she doesn't want it to hurt. So that is the bigger evil.
So it sounds what you're saying is she kind of wants to just fit in with the kids or with, you know, the perception that it's going to be straight and pretty, so to speak.
Well, I don't know if that is going to be combed and that it's manageable. I don't know so much that it is a, you know, fitting in thing. It's because if she's got that much hair, I don't know that she's worried about that. I think maybe he's worried about her fitting in or not.
Mm. Wow. Now, let me ask you, just on this level, it makes me think, because if I look at, you know, little African-American girls, and all of this is all centered around their hair, because that's what this gentleman, it sounds like to me that he and his wife, they're on two totally different sides. I wonder, what is the wife's hair? I wish she had described her hair to us. You know, because my question, you know what I mean?
Well, a lot of times most girls get their hair from their dad's bloodline.
Mm.
So she'll usually have his hairline. If he's got a bunch of sisters or his mom, there's usually somebody with a lot of hair on the dad's side.
I didn't know that was But that may not be scientific. I don't know.
No, it's not scientific, but if you, I'm just, you know, for years and years, just kind of paying attention.
Heard.
Yeah, you see boys usually come out with hair like their mother's or, you know, their mother's side.
And I'm raising my hand because my hair is exactly like my mother's texture. I remember, you know, when she was alive. And it's exactly the same texture. I'm like blown away. Wow, I think there is some truth to that. I really do. Wow.
Definitely. It's not that people look like their parentage, but their hair or
it's
their fingernails or their toes. You know, it might just be little idiosyncrasies that, you know, connect us. But, yeah, that happens a lot. But I would say before we even get into the self-esteem and all of that, she's nine. She does not want it to hurt.
Wow. Well, this is a really big thing. Now, my only follow-up to that is that it seems that I don't remember reading so many stories about little girls from other communities worried about whether they should keep their hair the way it is or use some other kind of process to change it. And I just wish that we could move past all of that in our community. I don't think it's going to happen, and it certainly is not going to happen today. But I think that's where we should go. That's my belief.
Well, Carrie, I'll say this. Having worked with a bunch of little girls over the years, it's never when I talk to them about doing their hair, whether they got to get ready for a ball or a quinceañera or whatever it is.
Right.
Most little girls just want to look pretty. They just want their hair pretty. And it's not so much that they are even comparing themselves to anyone else. They just want it to look pretty.
Wow.
Right. Usually a lot of that self-esteem and all, usually is in the teens when they start comparing themselves to other people. And,
which is sad.
It is. But that's just the way it is, especially if there's no real big connection at home. So you will find people comparing themselves to others. But, yeah, at nine, probably up until 11, she just does not want it to hurt. So, you know, what the mother is suggesting is not breaking it down to a super straight, but breaking it down so she can get a comb through it.
Okay.
So
well,
a lot of texturizing, is just to loosen the
loosen it up, not
to straighten it all the way out, right?
Wow. Okay, because, you know, African-American textures tend to be very, very coily, very, very tightly coiled. I agree. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, very interesting. And again, that's Keisha McAllister joining in and giving us her perspective. If you have a different perspective, that's okay, too.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the hair care system, hair care period is across a wide, varied spectrum. So this may be Keisha's perspective and you may have your own. Talk to your hairstylist. Sure. And we love that. We absolutely love it. Okay. Moving on. Now, that's one. Boy, Alex, now we gave you a history there.
That was a good question, though. It's a good question because a lot of dads aren't really involved. But, yeah, that's why I suggest him, you know, combing her hair.
That's true. That's very rare to get questions and stuff from the dads like that. So great job, Mr. Alex, out in Dallas.
Yes.
This one comes to us from a lady in Cleveland. Her name is Candace, and she's out in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
Let's see. She writes, what should she look for? Okay, this is easy. Well, I think it's easy.
What
should she look in? You're the one answering the questions here, Keisha McAllister of Lavender Beauty. But, yes, Candace writes, what should she look for in choosing a good shampoo? I guess the key word is the word good. So what can you tell Miss Candace about looking for a good shampoo, so to speak? And what would qualify something as being a good shampoo?
Well, Carrie, that's what I was going to say. I mean, that really is not an easy question because everyone has different needs. My first, if she were standing in front of me, my first question would be, well, what do you need it to do? What's going on with your hair?
Yes. Because
you
there's different
scalp
types
problems,
of shampoo.
Right, there's different things.
Different reasons, yes. Exactly.
And the other thing is, if she's on any medication or anything like that, some shampoos will not give her the results she needs.
Exactly.
She may need something with a little bit that's going to help the porosity control.
Mm-hmm.
But just off the top of my head, you know, we've got,
yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah, we've got Carapi.
Oh, Carapi.
We've got Carapi.
Yeah.
And you got the Moisture.
Yes, Moisture 100.
Moisture 100.
The Carapi,
right.
Which I love that too. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah,
that's
the best
important.
Thing. Yeah, the best thing is moisture.
Yeah.
More than anything. You want to be able to cleanse the scalp, but at the end of the day, you definitely want to encourage moisture for your hair.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. So like I said, there's definitely Carapi Moisture 100.
Yes.
I know that you'll have to call in or go online to order.
Exactly.
There
and
are
I'll
some.
Tell you. I love this that you mentioned about the Carapi because, and as you mentioned about moisture, because first of all, let's just face it, when it comes to the shampoo, you want something that is natural, especially for our curl patterns generally. And this really speaks to it. It really, truly does. We have the traditional Carapi and not just to name a brand, but, you know, if you have a brand that you're comfortable using, and this is what they specialize in. It needs to speak to that. But again, I love what Keisha said. You said it first determined you are needing that shampoo
to
really
do. Yeah, what does your hair need? Right.
Exactly.
What's going on with your hair? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's always my first question. Tell me about what's going on with your hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And that's a good question. You know, and you'd be surprised at some of the responses, I'm sure, that you would get.
Well, definitely. Right. But I ask my clients every single time they come because something may have changed since I've seen them last.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'll say, well, anything different? What's going on? You know, anything changed?
What are some of the things they might say?
Well, they'll say, oh, well, I started this and I started that, and so I've been noticing my hair is kind of hard or da-da-da. Or they'll say, well, I've been going through, you know, funerals, this, you know, stress, and my hair is thinning, you know, or right. So different, every issue has to be addressed differently.
Exactly.
So that's why I always ask, well, what's going on? Tell me about your hair.
Exactly. And you know what I suggest here? When folks purchase Carapi or come to us and ask us questions about our Carapi, whether it's our traditional all-natural hair growth shampoo or even our regenerating conditioner. And to me, it's about what can we do to make sure that folks understand that they have to, you know, perhaps I was going to say dig a little deeper, but really look and see what is in the shampoos and what, like you said, what are they looking for the outcome to be? And I think that's what they should keep in mind. I really do. And it just seems like you're on the right track. Well, listen, Keisha, this is some very good advice to Miss Candace. I think she said her name is.
In Ohio, yes.
Yeah, Ohio, that's right, in Cleveland. And what should she look for in a good shampoo? I'm making air quotes here, in the way of a good shampoo. So, again, that word good, I'm a little nervous about leaving it as such with the word good.
That's the thing. It's what's good to one is not good for the other. So that's why I always ask, well, what do you need it to do? What's going on with your hair? Right.
And you know what we say, use a journal. I keep a little journal book. And I really do. We check in with our own folks who buy our products at Carapi.com. And we start them literally on a hair journal that they can correspond with us right through our website. So because it's really helpful. Like when Keisha says, what have you been doing lately, or what's going on with you and shampooing? This is what wouldn't it be nice if we can just kind of review the notes of what you've recorded and kind of talk to us? Because, to me, and I keep track of my hair care. I keep track of it. I literally jot notes and take notes and take pictures and look closely and analyze and use different things. I pay a lot of attention to my hair. And I think anything that you pay attention to is going to, it's going to react usually in a positive way.
True. I will say that not a lot of people are that diligent with their hair, because I mean, unless they're in hair or beauty, I haven't run across that many people who are that diligent. It is a very good idea, especially while you're growing your hair out. But yeah, it's for the most part, you won't get a lot of clientele that will create a journal. Unless they're like on TV, you know what I mean? They have to be in front of people.
Oh, okay. Well, try it.
I mean, that's
so,
just been my experience so far.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell them to try it. Try it, please. Okay. And just remember, you can go to kerapy.com, kerapy.com to find out more information about the Kerapy lines. So real good stuff. Okay. Keisha McAllister, all the way from Lavender Beauty out in Fairfield, California. I'm loving this today. This is a variety of conversations. And again, it keeps coming back to moisture and taking the time to do your hair, literally, and be on top of that. So that process, I'm very pleased. We have one more question for you.
Okay.
Now, this lady, her name is Dahlia from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
OKC, I guess it is. Okay. Okay. You were talking about shampoos a moment or so ago. Now, how often to switch up on the conditioners? Is it necessary to switch up? Wow. That's a good one. Okay. She doesn't say if she's a professional or not, but I take it she isn't. How often should she switch up, or should she switch up on her conditioners? Okay, Keisha, what do you tell Dahlia from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma today?
Well, Dahlia, what I will say is it's kind of going back to the shampoo question. The thing about conditioners, what is it doing for your hair? Do you have positive results from your conditioner? Is this something that you've been using the whole time? I mean, for a number of years or a number of seasons? The thing about conditioner is if it works for you, stick with it. Because sometimes if you switch, it'll change. You won't get what you thought you were getting. Your hair won't always respond the way you thought it was going to. So if you found something that works for your hair, stick with it until you notice that it doesn't.
Amazing.
Because the formula could have been changed. Or maybe something's going, that's usually an indication that something's going on. Either the formula has changed or something's going on with you.
Absolutely. And to piggyback on what Keisha has said, I totally agree. And every so often, you should kind of try a different conditioner. Like, say for us.
Treatments and things like that.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of what I believe. We had, that's why we have different series numbers for our brands, so that you can try, we change it up just a tad, always still with the core of natural. That's our focus, so that doesn't change. Mm-hmm. But we tend to, if we can, we're always doing R&D. We're always doing research and development to try to improve our formulas, to try and improve what we feel will help to add those different changes, just a little tiny bit, just to aid in the process. Because to me, that conditioner should be sealing the deal for you, literally. and locking in that moisture that we so desperately need, typically. So that's my little additional advice, I think. You know, I have to say, this is really, Dahlia, I hope this is helpful for you.
I hope that helps, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Out in Oklahoma City, I'm thinking, I'm just imagining that there's a lot of dry, arid wind and these tumbleweeds tossing like it's a 1950s country westerns or something, you know? So... because a lot of it does have to do with where people live. It can be environmental stuff, right? You know, and some places it's super, a lot of humidity, and other places it's dry as a potato chip.
As a bone, right.
It really is. And this has a different, your hair, your scalp, your you know, all of that can react differently. So it is something to think about. Okay, well, I have to say, and we've done a few of these Ask a Hairstylist segments for the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keisha McAllister, I think I have to say this is probably my favorite one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have to say, I think it is. I think because you discussed the, you know, this is my favorite area is all about moisture talk. And that's my favorite part of all of this when you cover these wonderful hands-on type things for the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So great job today.
Well, I hope it was helpful, Carrie. I hope it was helpful for
I think it was.
The fans. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, listen, Keisha McAllister from Lavender Beauty. Yes. We are so excited again from Fairfield, California, if I could say it on today. Again, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Great job. Okay, Keisha.
Well, thank you for having
me. Hey,
thank you.
All right. That's our tagline, folks. All right. Keep it. Yes, awesome job. Keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more to get through this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Free to be me. keep on doing me.
Sunshine, rain on me.
Sunshine, rain on me.
Rain on me, sunshine.
Rain on me, sunshine.
Trip, but we're still here. So glad we made it over. We're still here. Came a long way, we can't quit now. No, like riding a roller coaster. We can't stop now. Oh, oh, oh. We learned from our past, ain't no turning back. A lot to be thankful for. I'm trying not to brag while I keep my swag. These haters that keep you sore. I'm trying to fly high, I'm trying to get mine. Them doubles try to flip my wings. I'll see you at the top, cause I ain't gonna stop. In spite of my enemies. Sunshine, rain on me.
Sunshine, rain on me.
Rain on me, sunshine.
Rain on me.
Keep shining, I'ma give mine until the end of time grinding. Hey, brain, no pain, no gain. The game was cool until the players came and changed. I hear the hiss in your sister, snake in your face. They talk behind your back, but they smile on your face. Hey, organic, game orientated, original. I make them panic. Yes.
Of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Wednesday morning, February 22nd of 2023. It's our show number 828 for those of you who like to keep count. 828 as we march towards our 1,000th show. And I'd like to bring to the line my amazing co-stars. Coming up a little bit, Michael Hopkins will be joining us, of course, the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. And right now, let me welcome the queen of the mornings. We're talking about Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Good morning.
Yes.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Mitchell. Yes. Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
How are you doing
there? I'm doing great this morning. Doing great. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. And I've just been enjoying the broadcast along with everybody else.
Yeah.
For 5 seconds. And let me tell you, I think we went radio silent for about 2 minutes. Sorry, guys. That's my fault. It won't happen again anytime soon. So I hope you enjoyed that extra break. But no, we got a lot going on, a lot to get into this morning. As we do
all
each
right.
morning. So, yeah.
Yes, we do.
Always something going on. So, good
always.
News. I'm real happy. Yeah. And again, like I said, it's show number 828. It's hard to believe we've already done almost 30 shows.
Almost 30 shows already. This year is just flying by, Carrie. It's almost March.
Yeah, well, each day we're kind of adding a notch on the belt, literally, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we broadcast quite a bit. We get a lot of work done. We're live.
Yes, we do.
We have a lot of things going on. It's always exciting.
Bringing so much information. Yes.
Absolutely.
Hair, beauty, and community.
And today is no exception. Yes. Hey, coming up, I mentioned Michael will be joining us about 7:30 or so here this morning. And then we've got a lot going on about in the next hour, which is our wonderful spotlight hour. We're still talking about this incredible report that the NIH put out at the end of last year. About chemical straighteners potentially being more harmful to women of color because of their more frequent use of these chemical straighteners. So, you know, that's the whole thing. We're going to be getting into that. We have an attorney who's joining us for the very first time on today's broadcast. He'll be with us.
Great.
And I'm super excited. His name is Navan Ward.
Definitely look forward to that.
And yeah, he comes to us from a firm that's based in Louisiana, but I believe they're in Louisiana. I'm almost certain of that, but he'll tell us. And he's out of Atlanta area, so I'm real happy to talk with him. And you guys, I think, will enjoy the conversation today.
Yeah,
it's going to be very informative.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get into quite a bit of talk following that. And today we've just been playing kind of a hodgepodge. You guys just heard from Sunshine by Sugar T. She's the one
Sugar
who had that other song that we always play, you know, about better, you know, you should know better and all of that. We'll get it on again.
Right.
But one of those, well, she's that artist. I haven't played this song too often. Say It by Tory Lanez, the infamous Tory Lanez, you know, from up in Canada. We had that on a bit earlier. And we kicked off today with When We Were Young by the one and only Adele. So just a little bit of a hodgepodge today. Yeah, me too. Adele is just, you know, she's about this generation, to me, kind of a mixture of Whitney Houston and Barbra Streisand all thrown together.
Right.
I love her music, and she's a very stylish lady, and she just lives her life. What I also love about Adele, she just says whatever is on her mind, she just spits it right
on out. She does.
And she's got a foul mouth, but we love it. she's just who she is. Take her.
Yeah,
you know,
she speaks from the heart. Just says what she
from the heart.
Says what she believes.
And I love people like that. You ever like folks like that who are straightforward and blunt?
Straightforward, to the point. But it's like you always know where you stand. You always know what's going on and how they're feeling. And that's important.
Tiptoeing
around and not, you know, not saying really what you think or what you feel, and that leaves a gray area there.
Have you ever had
a gray area.
Friend or a partner or a spouse, and you have to pull the things out of them? They don't say what's
right.
You know, they be all upset and they kind of hold it in, and I don't like any of that holding it in yet.
Right.
I'd rather have somebody communicative.
Exactly.
So you can kind of
even if you don't like what they say, they're being honest.
Yeah.
So, you know, then you can deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
So
I
just get
agree.
It out there.
Yes. Well, listen, today, as always, we're always kicking off each day. In case you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines from Brooklyn. New York, that is. Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And we got to remind everybody, we're live. We are live. It's about 7:15 New York time, 6:15 for folks in Central. And again, we're moving through the month of February. Now, we have an incredible schedule coming up next month. And I do want to touch on that in just a bit. We'll get into that in a little while. March is going to be a little bit different for us. We have a big production schedule for March, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But how we kick off March is going to begin with a very, very special live hair event. It's a stage production called, not at all, called the Hair Radio Show Live on Stage, New York City. And so I'm on the phone yesterday, you know, and I always tease and joke that you guys get to spend 3 hours of your lives with me every day and vice versa.
Right.
I'm on talking with one of our recent, well, she's on, been on, it's been a while since she's been on the show, but I chat with her all the time through, you know, representation here at Hair Radio. She's one of our clients and just a wonderful person. And so she's like, well, I said, well, I thought you were not coming to the show in New York on March 6th, on Monday, March 6th, 2023. And she's like, what made you think that? I'll be there.
Wow.
And we're talking about the incredible Jay Ellis, she's got her products in stores. Yeah, she's really very sweet lady, very kind. Her items are, you know, she does the 5-star beauty collection, and she has everything. You know, she's always in Upscale magazine, and she does a lot of stuff with them, and she goes to all the shows, and she'll be down in Alabama. Speaking of Alabama, she'll be there
She'll be close to
23rd, 24th. I've got her scheduled somewhere. Yeah, hold it. Well, you know what? Yeah, let me just make sure of that. Let me just see here. Yeah, JLS, now she's going to be with us on Friday. She'll be with us this Friday.
Great.
About 8:30 live, so you'll get a chance to talk and get to everything from her mouth. Yeah, she's going to, the 24th and 25th, she'll be in a place called Huntsville.
Huntsville, Alabama.
Know. Yeah,
that's
Huntsville,
about 3 hours
Alabama.
From me.
Oh, that's not too far. So she'll be up there or down there where you are. And then on the 26th, she'll be in Decatur, Alabama, which I didn't know there was a Decatur, Alabama.
Yeah, that's Atlanta. Oh, Alabama. Oh, okay. I'm thinking Decatur, Georgia. Okay.
Decatur. Yeah, that's what
okay,
I
didn't
do. I always go Decatur, Georgia, Alabama. But there's an actual date at Decatur, Alabama. And she has found it because she'll be there. She'll be there on the 26th of February. And so she's at these different wonderful stores or locations for her product line. LSJ is her product line. So she'll be there with all of that. And we'll keep you informed. She'll tell you on Friday. Well, she'll tell you about it on Friday. She'll be there on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. So we got her kind of in the middle of things. She'll probably, when we're talking to her, she'll be down in Huntsville. So I guess she'll be live from Huntsville. So we'll have to make sure she knows, make sure that she calls in at the right time to talk to us.
Right.
They're probably an hour ahead of us.
Time difference, right.
Yeah, so good morning again, guys. They're like, oh, Carrie, are we helping you to book guests now? What's going on here? So we're happy about that. So Jay Ellis will be with us on Friday. Also coming up on Friday earlier, Mr. Charlie joins us. So he's been with us a long time ago. Yeah, he'll be back.
I look forward to that.
He's going to be great. He's somebody that you're going to absolutely love if you have not heard, you know, the when he was on the show originally. He's full of information. He's quite knowledgeable, and he does something with personalities that you guys don't want to miss. And this morning we had Keisha on for a little bit of an extended
Ask the hairstylist. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So real good stuff. Yeah.
Love the moisture talk. So important.
I was thinking about the moisture talk this morning when I was literally, I said, should I wash my hair today or should I wait till tomorrow? This is my big decision in the morning. Should I therapy it today or should I therapy it tomorrow?
Okay.
So I decided to therapy it tomorrow.
Therapy it tomorrow.
What that, Yeah, because what that means, you're, you know, especially like I said in the piece, African American textures tend, you know, to be very coily. We have to keep moisture in our hair. It dries out fairly
easily. So important.
Yeah, moisture to me, I hear like one of the hair loss folks who was on recently, and she was like, you know, about scalp stimulation. Yes, scalp stimulation is very important. Do not get me wrong. But scalp stimulation has a lot more to do with growth, and if there is a situation where perhaps a certain location that might need, you know, that has some thinning situations going on and stuff like that. Moisture is all over your scalp. You need to keep your scalp moisturized. Your hair. That will avoid, that will help you to avoid breakage or damaged hair. It's very simple. And so if I even feel like my hair is getting any kind of, you know, lack of moisture, which I don't ever let my hair, not even for one day, go without moisture. Not me. So that's why my hair, as you see, is just
so important.
Growing and growing. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to hate to cut it off, but I will. I usually cut it and start growing it back and start cutting it off and growing it back and cutting it off. That's what you can do when you have Kerapi. So that's my commercial for the Kerapi brand, KERRAPY.com. Order it today. So, yeah, we're talking about the event. So, yeah, Jay Ellis is flying in. She'll be here. I think she's flying in. But, yeah, she'll be in New York for Monday, March 6th event.
Wow.
I said, wow.
I'm looking forward to seeing everyone in person.
All of the people from the radio show. I spoke to Kyle Knight last night. He's preparing his track list of his what he's planning to perform. He's going to be doing a mini concert for us, so it's just for us, mid-show, and so we're getting all that together.
Yeah, I love his music. I'm excited to see his performance.
Yeah, it's
going to
be nice.
In person.
And Kyle takes his music very seriously, folks. And so when he's out there performing, everybody's really into it. And you'll see, he knows how to you into what he's doing. I'm always amazed at his talent. So Kyle Knight. And what I also love is that he has this whole thing called one of his songs, By Any Means Necessary, which is like
I love that song. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. With about kind of like Malcolm X. And I told him, I said, well, there's a whole big thing right now where attorney Benjamin Crump, who has been on our show, Benjamin Crump, the attorney who represented Trayvon Martin and so many families, the George Floyd family, and so many others, he's going to be on our, well, he was on our show, the attorney himself. And then he's now representing here in New York the family of Malcolm X. Family. They are now, there's a big lawsuit that's happening, and our Hair Radio morning show friend, if you will, Benjamin Crump, the acclaimed attorney, is representing those that family as he continues his work on behalf of folks all over the country. And we're so proud of that. So we will follow this story. We will continue to keep you informed when there's a little bit more to it. We'll do some more research on it and kind of really bring it to you. I think this is something I'd like to know about. I've been at that location.
Important.
I have not where Malcolm X was killed. I don't remember if I went inside at the Audubon up in I think it's up in Washington Heights area, if I recall. And so I went up there, and so I was in that area as well to visit and see this landmark location as it is now. So listen, guys, it is Wednesday morning. It's February 22nd of 2023. We have a lot more to go this morning. We're going to be doing some Yeah, this whole talk that we're going to continue in just a bit, coming up in the next hour, is going to be very interesting, so we don't want you going anywhere.
Exactly.
And we have a whole lot more to come as to go. So, yeah, what we are going to do is take a little bit of a break. I think that'll be quite nice. Michael Hopkins should be joining
all
us
right.
in just a
Our
little
King
bit
of Claims.
The King of Claims, and we got to talk to him about this. There is, you know, I think that Michael was, you know, he's been doing well as a newly minted claims agent. I call him an accredited claims agent. So we are proud of him.
We are. Yes, definitely proud, and proud that he's a part of our family. Yes.
Absolutely.
So excited for him.
Yeah, me too. All right, folks, stay with us. We'll be back.
See, you don't know what people go through behind the scenes trying to cope with life. Let them know, being me is not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. I fought with my fears, my doubts, my anxieties, my insecurities. I fought with haters, liars, backbiters, and betrayers. I even had to fight with family. And many times I laid in the bed, I couldn't go to sleep because I was fighting with myself.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. JustSalon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach, and this will solve that problem as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
Are you a body
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning, February 22nd of 2023. I am Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. And again, it's hour show number 828 today. Show number 828. I'm still kind of mystified by all of that. Let me bring to the line Michael. Well, first of all, let me bring Nicole Marie back on in. Nicole Marie, again, from Water Valley, the queen of the morning. Good morning.
Almost good morning
lost our
again.
Order there.
Yes.
Yes.
Happy mid-show again. Yes, yes.
Yes, absolutely. And we've got to just toss in Michael Hopkins. He is the king of claims.
King of claims. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, family. Good morning.
Yes.
Happy mid-show.
Yes. Happy mid-show to you as well. And we literally are at the midpoint. It's about 7:35 here in New York, so we're real happy about that. As the day kind of moves along, it's already started on its way. So real happy to have you guys with us. So I want to talk a little bit about yesterday. Yesterday was Tuesday, Michael Hopkins. And it was a very special day for all that you're doing, all the work at the Talk Radio Show.
Yes.
Can we talk a little bit about that this morning?
Oh, yes. Yes, we can. And we were talking about our 8-part series. And it's the top terms that every veteran should know when they're filing a claim. And we started out doing episode 6. And
right, yesterday.
I mean, it
so
was fantastic.
Yesterday.
Right, about
yesterday's
show. Right.
Enjoyed
and it
that.
Was fantastic. And between yesterday's, and it, we had a special day yesterday because we ran 2 episodes back to back. 6 and 7.
2 parts.
Two parts, Carrie, Nicole Marie.
Right.
And the feedback that I got was it was fantastic. I had people contacted me from all over this great land of ours.
Wow.
And
that's wonderful.
They were so happy that I did something like that. The feedback was just so fantastic because putting all this stuff together, it was a labor of love. I was just thinking about it last night. It was a labor of love. Because this is what people ask me all the time. What does that mean? I don't understand. Can you read this letter for me? They're saying things. I have no idea. Can you put it in layman's language so I understand as a veteran? What are they telling me? And a lot of it was a lot of these terms that we've been going over. That's why I called them
right.
The top terms. And it's all about getting service connected as a veteran. That's your priority. You want to get service connected for what happened to you when you served in the military. And when you begin to understand, well, what does TDIU mean? Well, what's a secondary? What's a primary? The healthcare system, what's the difference? What's a CFR 38 Part 4? When you begin to understand what all these things mean and you begin to put the puzzle together, you are an educated veteran. And once you're an educated veteran, many of these claims you cannot help but win. And that's right here at Vet Talk Radio here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and with Nicole Marie and myself. This is what we're all about. We're about 3 things: hair, beauty, and community. I just happen to represent the community. part right. of what we're doing here on the program.
Well, Michael, I'm going to differ on that. I don't think you just represent the community. First of all, you're also, in case you've forgotten, Vet Talk Radio, which we always call VTR, you are a distribution company for hair products. So
you're quite
not just representing community, and community is just as important to us. That's why it's hair, beauty, and community.
And community.
So
yes.
Please
so
remember
important.
That. It's not hair, beauty, and kind of community, or hair, beauty, and maybe community, or hair, beauty, and off to the side community.
Right. We tie it all in together. Yes.
Well, this is quite true.
Sure that's very clear. And we believe in community. That's why we say it like that. When we put that out there, here's
you're listening
what
to
mean.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress.
Black.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Okay.
We are making black progress.
Black.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Now, what do you think about that?
Wow. Sounds like a plan
well,
to
I
me, Karen. And
Nicole.
Yes. That's called driving
that
the point
brother,
home, isn't
that's
it?
That's Brother DB, by
that's
the way.
It.
David has done a great job.
Brother David,
yes, he is.
And you
is,
know, and Karen, you're absolutely right, Karen. You are absolutely right. It is. It reminds me of the Olympic rings. What we do here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah, there's such a delineation, Michael, because I've heard before from folks, you know, it's not that this is something different and this is something new and I do this and you guys do that. Let's do away with that kind of thinking. This is one house here at Hair Radio. This is one house. And it will always be one house. So we want to make sure that that's clear. And you are part of this house, and Nicole Marie is a part of this house, our entire team, folks that you hear, everyone from Mary Reed Johnson to Siobhan and everybody who you hear regularly on this broadcast, as well as myself. So we want to make sure that that is clear. Hair, beauty, and community. So coming up in just a bit, Navan Ward. Again, he's the attorney whose firm, you see the commercials on television, and he'll be with us right here on this show coming up in the next hour. Then we're having a spirited conversation on this topic, so you don't want to miss that. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and myself will be talking about this important subject. Again, that it's not going away, but... are folks paying enough attention to it is my question. And even when there was Ask a Hairstylist was on this morning, and Nicole, we were talking with Keisha McAllister from out in California, I got to remember that it's important that you guys understand hairstylists, they're not all interchangeable. Keisha herself may do some natural hair, but she is a licensed cosmetologist out in California. And usually cosmetologists quite often don't specialize in the natural hair side,
right.
often. However, many do. Some do both and all of that. So all that to say, their responses may be from that perspective. So it's important that we establish what type of hair connection a person has. And then you'll understand they may be making commentary or responding, which is correct. That's how their belief system is. And it was like, because of some of the things, and I'll chat with Keisha about it, but some of the things she had mentioned about getting a comb through the hair and getting a brush through the hair or getting a comb this and that. Well, there are a lot of folks who tune into the show who are follow natural hair regimen, and they do not put combs in their hair. Right. Okay, so we have to make sure that if we are speaking to folks, that it's not a monolith when it comes to hair styles and all of that. We're all different. And so she was responding to kind of relaxers, that side, the cosmetology side. So just wanted to clarify that. I hope that makes sense to you guys out there. Does that make sense, Nicole Marie, Michael?
It does.
Yes,
it certainly
makes
does.
Sense to me.
Yeah, so
it certainly does.
When she's with us. So, you know, not that what she's saying is right for what she does.
Exactly.
That may be a little different
for
folks
right.
in Brooklyn who are natural hair folks or doing locks
right.
or twists or things like that. And see, here radio, we're in the middle of everybody. We want everybody at the conversation.
Exactly.
This show is not just
all
for cosmetology.
Yep.
It's not
so
just
true.
For natural hair. It's for everybody. So I wanted to make sure that that's clear. So I've been enjoying all of the program. We have a lot to really talk about today and kind of, to really get into. So, Nicole Marie, before we go on too long, we usually like to check in with you on the hope. Goodness knows
yes.
we need some hope today.
Oh, yes.
Every single day.
Yes,
looking
you
forward to it.
Inspire us.
Oh, yes.
So,
well, thank you, Carrie.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this is a good time. What can you tell us about hope today?
All right. Well, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past, and no matter what it is that each one of us may be going through, there's always hope. No matter what, there's always hope, which is that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share this hope moment for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. This moment is courtesy of the book High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And each day I just share just an inspirational way from the book to just lift all of our spirits, to just lift them because it's so important. So today, embrace your flaws. Perfection exists only in our dreams. In real life, it's unattainable and often unattractive. Our imperfections set us apart as much as our achievements. Once we learn to accept them, we gain confidence in our strengths, our resilience, and our potential. After all, if we reach perfection, there's only one way to go. So back to you, Carrie.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that I
embrace
thought was interesting.
Your flaws. Mm-hmm.
So since we have our guest, Michael, what do you think, sir?
Wow.
What goes
yeah,
through your mind?
And, yeah. Oh, the thoughts going through my mind is the reality of that. That a lot of times we as human beings, we don't understand that we're human beings. At least I know for me sometimes. And I do my best. I want it. Everything got to be right. It's got to be this. Got to be that. And I have been learning how to embrace that I'm a human being. And sometimes, sure, we're all going to have some kind of fault. Something is going to happen. We're not
exactly.
perfect people. So it took me a long time, and I'm still working on it, that, yeah things are going to happen. It's going to be a faux pas somewhere along the way, a mistake. But embrace it, learn from it, and move on. You know, that's what I got from Nicole Marie's take today.
Right. We're all works in progress.
So
we are
true.
Not perfect.
Yeah.
Just
no,
every
it's
day
true, Carrie.
Working and getting better.
What's your thoughts on it, Carrie?
Well, Michael, I learned that lesson firsthand this morning myself. no, we're not. No matter how much you plan and prepare it,
exactly.
you know, It actually, I do love the fact that even when you do plan and prepare, I always say to myself, because even if something still goes awry, I always remind myself, okay, well, it might have been even worse had I not planned and prepared. So
exactly.
I always love to prepare and I love to plan. I put a lot of emphasis on doing the pre-work. That's what I do. You must know my secrets. I do a lot of, I don't just jump on the radio and blah, blah, blah. I don't do anything that I just jump and do without serious thought. If you guys remember, I turned down that meeting with Gladys Knight, remember, because they invited me kind of at the last minute. And I don't do anything at the last minute.
Right.
And I don't believe in lateness and all that kind of stuff. I just, I'm very regimented. And so, but we do have to give ourselves a break because, again, as Nicole Marie told for today, states we're not perfect and we're okay with that. So I
exactly.
do like that. Good stuff. Okay. Well, listen, we have been moving along this morning. I want to talk a little bit real quickly about our schedule for March. You guys know that we're having the event on Monday, March 6th of 2023, which I'm super excited about in New York City.
Oh, yes.
Going
to be at the Gene Frankel Theater starting at 2:30 in the afternoon till about 6:30. If you have not gotten your tickets, you need to do that. You can do so over at eventbrite.com. And I'm super excited. We got a lot of folks. I'm going to put out some more folks who will be attending. Several
Great.
Will be on and speaking and performance by Kyle Knight, as we've been talking about.
Awesome.
So I'm excited about that. And like I said, Jay Ellis will be there as well. And you're going to hear from her this Friday as well. So Mr. Charlie, his company that he has, which is a wonderful kind of a consulting company, he will be with us. He's scheduled to be here Friday morning as well, about 8 o'clock. And we'll talk to him about his business. And they're looking to support our upcoming live show as well. So
great.
We're going to talk about all of that. Yeah, so lots of good stuff. Upscale Magazine is our wonderful one of our media partners for the event. Upscale folks will be represented right there. So I'm super excited about it. And we're real happy about that. Plus, we'll carry some of this on Upscale Magazine Radio and as well as throughout Hair Radio. That Monday morning we'll broadcast. It's the only day in March that we're actually going to be live. So we're going to broadcast from 6 in the morning till 9 on that Monday morning. And then, of course, the live event happens that same afternoon at 2:30. So on that day is a special 3-hour broadcast that's all about the event. We're going to be talking with guests, what's going to be happening that day. And, again, that'll be the morning of March. So it'll be the radio show playing early in the morning. And then a live and in-person event happening at 2:30 in the afternoon in New York City. That's Manhattan. So complete details are still out there at carriehines.hair. So it's www.carriehines.hair. Or just simply go to hairadio.com. So real good stuff. So I'm excited.
Awesome.
How does that sound?
So am I.
It sounds
wonderful.
Like a plan to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So exciting.
I mean, it's going to be, we're looking forward to quite a few of the different things that we're going to have going on and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I just think it'll be fun. So here, we'll take a little bit. This was my buddy Ed on, so I'm just going to toss it on and give us a few minutes. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot coming up in the Spotlight Hour. You don't want to miss this. It's all new. Stay with us. All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us on this incredible Getting to Know You segment. He goes back quite a bit, and surprisingly, you guys have heard him before right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
It is my great honor to bring back to the broadcast one of the original players in the HairRadio.com story, Trucker Ed. Good morning, Trucker Ed. Good morning, my
Good
buddy.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. One of the big reasons why I invited you on this morning is I want the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to know all of us, the hosts, the program folks, and I figured the best way to do that was to just talk to the folks who know us best, folks
right.
in our everyday
yeah.
lives when we turn the mic off at 9 o'clock Eastern and we go about
yeah.
the other parts of our life. And you are one of those members. Of my extended family, sure, off air. So I have to go back a little bit. And we call you Trucker Ed because you've been on the show and our fans know you as Trucker Ed. Well, Ed and I go back decades. Ed, I don't even know where to begin with the Hair Radio story, but you've been there since the beginning. The beginning.
Yes, I remember that.
What can you share with folks about the early days? Feel free. Go ahead. Don't give too many trade secrets away.
No, not
but
too many.
Ed knows
that's
everything, so Ed, take it away.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember us back in the day, like we was in Newark, and we had our, you had your office there, and that's where
right.
it all began, down there in Newark.
That's right. And the Ironbound section of Newark.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right. It really
was.
I think
it was
so much
fun back then.
And it was a third floor walk up, if I recall. It was
I
think it was the third floor, second or third floor.
Uh-huh.
It was way up, many steps. And I remember we didn't start with the Hair Radio Show. We were doing Center Stage. And we would have on the celebrities like Little Susie and local. She had a big hit record, though, back in the day.
She did.
Music.
Oh, yeah. She was popular back then.
Exactly. She was popular. And we, Cece Peniston came and brought her manager.
I remember that.
Yes. That was the early days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
Montel
able to shake
Jordan.
Her hand and everything. Oh, my
Lord. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You remember that? Were you at the office when she came? You're kidding.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there when she came.
Wow.
I forgot you were there.
Wow.
Yeah,
she was beautiful. Still is.
Yes.
And her manager, quite a nice fella. And we all were. Ed, I don't know if you remember this, but... We had our office on the third floor, and next to us were these guys who did the weather. That's all they did
remember
for
that.
Radio.
Yeah,
remember the
So
they gave me the microphone to use for Cece Peniston's interview, her very first interview, not the one that you guys hear now on the Hair Radio Morning Show, but the very, very first time she ever did our show. And we were all huddled around one mic. Literally, all huddled around one microphone. I'll never forget it.
That's the beginning of Hair Radio, man.
That was the beginning of Hair Radio. And she arrived in a big limo. Do you remember? She arrived in a big limo.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Yeah.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was just fantastic. I loved it. It was really a great time. And
it was.
I think, if I recall correctly, I remember coming back from Los Angeles in the mid-90s, and I remember we first kind of, like I said, we were doing Center Stage, and then we started the Hair Radio Show. But I took the Fluff the Bear monies. Remember, I started Fluff the Bear out of California.
Yeah, Fluff the Bear, yeah.
Exactly. And when I came back to the East Coast, I opened up the office space. And remember, I had Esther was one of my assistants.
I remember that.
Yes,
we
had.
It was so fun.
It was great. And then I think we had about 17 people, sales reps. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was so busy. Everybody was coming and going. And we were producing the radio shows. And I just remember walking to the station down across from Penn Station in North New Jersey.
Oh, I was about to say that. Yeah, I remember that.
Remember
that?
That
was the AM station.
Exactly. It was NJR.
What was the NJR?
The NJR. It was way up, and it was a beautiful building. It still is down there in North New Jersey, NERC.
Yeah.
And it was just, we would go up the beautiful elevator. It was just gorgeous. It was a brand new building.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah.
It was really nice. I mean, we were like big time stars going to the radio station.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
It was nice because we would walk from our production office to the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
Yeah,
and at
yeah.
the time, I don't know if you remember this part, Ed. I was living in Montclair, New Jersey. Which is northern New Jersey, outside of New York. And I remember that I had a limo account. And the limo, the same folks that picked up CC, came down and they would drive me to work every day from Montclair. So they would literally come to the house in Montclair, New Jersey, pick me up, and bring me to the office. And they would be on our show. That's how we – it was – let me tell you something. It was a fabulous – Fabulous time.
I remember you giving me assignments like when we was at the radio station in Newark and I had to do a couple of commercials for you.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was nervous. I was like, I hope I get this right.
I remember you guys out there are gonna love this. I remember one of the first accounts we had who had a pizzeria in Harrison, New Jersey, which is right outside of New York, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, Nino's Pizzeria.
My God, I can't believe you remember that
Nino's Pizzeria, and it's still there.
Now, this is going back to the 90s, folks. And you were the voice of that, the very first commercial we ever did on the Hair Radio Show. Or any, I think that those times we were center stage before we even got there.
Yeah.
I think we were doing hair radio once in a blue moon at that time. It wasn't, hair radio hadn't taken over everything at that point. But I remember you did the commercial and you had a famous tagline. Now, this is an Italian restaurant, and let me tell you, folks, it was so great because they welcomed our entire staff, and we had a staff. We had Stewart and Gary, Ed, myself, Esther. So I had assistants and folks that would help with production and watched over the salespeople, and we would all head over to the pizzeria. And they were just absolutely fantastic. And I remember that. I remember it well. And do you remember your famous tagline from the commercial?
I don't even know.
I'm going to tell you guys what it is.
I know you know what it is.
I remember it was, you know, come to Nino's Pizzeria because we making a pizza. And so Ed, what do you want to tell folks that they may not know about me? You know, I've known you for quite a few. I'm not going to say how many years exactly, but it's been a couple.
I know.
But what you might want people to know about who I am? You know me well.
Oh, Kerry Hines. Kerry Hines. Yeah. I tell you, he is the most honest person, most friendliest person. I can't say it. He's just one of those guys that you would just love to meet, love to hang out with. And you would just have a ball.
Thank you, Ed.
Just have a
ball. I appreciate that. And I say the same thing about you. You have lived your life in these decades in a very admirable way. You're a great family man. You have always been. And it has been inspirational. So I'm very proud of you. And I love that over the years, when our lives have had a chance to cross paths, because you've, like I said, you've literally been on our show and talked about the strangest of things, Ed.
Right.
I remember. It was all over the news. I remember this story. There was the guy who, you had a crazy loon bug living on your street. down in. Do you remember that?
This was not all that long ago.
And I remember it was all over television because he had threatened the people who lived, I think, a few doors down from you, and you guys had come home from dinner and saw all the TV cameras and news people because he just did some real inflammatory stuff. But let me tell you something. Trucker Ed, you reported everything for us, gave us exclusive content. Our fans loved it.
it was an exciting day that day.
Exactly. And one of the other things that always comes to mind about you, in recent times with all the, you know, pandemic talk and the prices going up with the, you know, things that's happening overseas, the truck, you know, there was a big bottleneck and things were backed up. And so we had a chance to talk to you and get your opinion about how things are just hanging on in there. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of all the fans of Hair Radio, the Hair Radio Morning Show, hairradio.com, the Listening Group Publishing, which was my original publishing company, started in Los Angeles, moved to the East Coast, our Fluff the Bear folks, and just...
Oh, Fluff the Bear. Yeah, Fluff the Bear.
Oh, yeah. Fluff the Bear started it all. 3,000 miles away and many, many, many moons ago. But I have to say you've been one of the constants, Ed, and
I very much
appreciate you. So so I want you to just be part as we continue on this journey. This is just, I call this the middle part. We still got a long way to go.
Yeah, we got a long way to go.
So thank you so much for being my friend, Ed.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You're my best friend, man.
Likewise, buddy. All right, folks, fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, you've heard it right from Trucker Ed and Gary Hines. We will be back. Stay with us. We've got more to go this morning. Stay with us.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough, and you get who you are? Man, what a life.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand-new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Don't
for
you.
Time of work.
Especially West Coast all day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm loving. So I have to say, and I just love that we have, we're welcoming you guys on. You are our hair folks as we move into this new year. So, Yana, you'll be back with us to talk locks here and there and all as much as we can squeeze you guys in. And, Keisha, we're happy to have you on as well from the West Coast chiming in. I hate to wake you up so early because it's early out there. I really do. But, so it's an honor that you get up early to be part of this experience. Now, I got to ask you guys, ask panelists, okay? Thank you. On the topic of YouTube and social media, okay, got to find out what you guys think. Are we as hair folks, are the hairstylists, but the enthusiasts, the people who are not professional hairstylists like you guys are, how do you feel about everybody now going to YouTube first or Instagram before they even think of talking to a hair about, choosing a salon or a new style for that much? How do you feel about YouTube University? Is it the new cosmetology school? And Yanni, since you're our very special guest today, returning today for the first time, I'm going to lead in with you. How do you feel about YouTube U?
It's a love and hate relationship, honestly, because I started teaching myself on YouTube in 2009, but I am a licensed cosmetologist. And, the thing about it from a hairstylist point of view, YouTube can be used to monetize your career, and get your name out there. The other way around for, clients looking on YouTube for a hairstylist, I really don't recommend because it's video, From a client perspective, you're looking at all of the visual effects and deciding on whether it's a good hairstylist or not. So you see a nice video, you see nice color, you see nice lighting. It's a good video, but that doesn't mean that the stylist knows anything that they're talking about. So, and then for people that want to learn, it's kind of like that same thing. Yeah, it's kind of like that same thing, but with locks, they were kind of forced to go somewhere because schools didn't pick up this training.
Right.
And so, that's why I have a love-hate relationship because I know what I do on YouTube is help, but I do know that what a lot of people do on YouTube is hinder, So it just depends on who it is, but I'm going to say no to the question, of course. It cannot rival a cosmetology license where we're actually learning how to work with chemicals on the skin. This is the main issue with YouTube is that you're watching people who are not licensed to use these chemicals use them. And I remember there was a girl who she did a relaxer on her own hair, and then she turned right back around on the same video and put the color in to make her hair platinum. I still get likes on the comment. I still get likes on the comment when I said, now show the video of when your hair was bald a week later.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I have a very, very special guest joining us today with a very, very important topic to discuss. Now, he's from the law firm of Beasley Allen, which is based out of Atlanta, although he comes to us via Atlanta. We're talking with Mr. Navan Ward, and we'd like to officially welcome you, Navan, to the show. Good morning, officially.
Good morning, and officially, thank you. Thank you, Carrie, for having me.
Absolutely. Now, we've got to just jump on in on this topic. It's one that we have been covering. Long before the NIH put out the findings from their study back at the end of last year, we had already been discussing this on and off unofficially for years. This has been something that folks have suspected in the community, in our community, and they have discussed it at the kitchen table perhaps, but it had never reached to the having findings of the report just 100% or conclusively until I read this, what they had put out. So I want to start there a little bit. And what we're talking about is the use of chemical hair straighteners and how it seems to, that there's this big link that has, that apparently is caused for black women who use these chemical straighteners at a much more alarming rate than other communities. So let's talk about this. Now, Navan, how did your law firm get involved with all of this? How did this get on your radar at your firm?
Well, you know, you're right with regards to how they have this issue, hair relaxers, having some type of negative effect on those who use it. Of course, those who use it are predominantly African-American women or women who have Afro backgrounds. You look at the start of it, look at the various different formations of it throughout the years, going from lie relaxers to all the way to no relaxers, but still the preparation that our women have to go through, making sure they don't scratch their head before perms, how it burns, there's a cost to straightening their hair, relaxing the curls in their hair that they go through many on at least every month, every 2 months, every 3 month time frame throughout a year. It certainly has been a suspicion that type of pain has to have some negative consequences. Didn't know necessarily, at least, coming from a household with a black mother, sister, black wife, black aunt, multiple close friends and loved ones who are African-American females who have to go through that process, never really thought or could imagine that some chemicals you put on your hair could affect your uterus or your ovaries. But the thought was that the suspicion is that this can't necessarily be okay, so to speak. But it's become a form of life. It's become for many a necessity in order to be able to have the look that they want, or to be able to fit in, to be able to achieve whatever goals they may very well have to achieve. So many of our women push forward and utilize these products over the years. And with that NIH study that you referenced, which showed for the first time with conclusive evidence that there is a very, very strong link to hair relaxer users and uterine cancer. And other studies that have also linked ovarian cancer to the use as well. It definitely was startling, and it's something that all of these beautiful women in my life, as well as the clients that I have the awesome responsibility and appreciation to represent, that's an issue that we're having to cope with and deal with. And for some who are already victims of this, and then some that now have the knowledge that it may very well cause these particular injuries, and how they have to move forward with it is something that that study certainly did to many both victims and hopefully informing the public as they go forward in the best way possible to not be victims of this particular product as well. And so so when you talk about how our firm has gotten involved in it, you know, for the last 15 years plus, there's probably not been another firm in the country who has focused on a lot of cases, but in particular cases that dealt with females being the victims of whatever pharmaceutical drug, device, or cosmetic product, the injuries being a cancer to one of their organs, whether it's breast cancer, ovarian cancer, here both ovarian cancer and uterine cancer. We've handled the most cases, we've tried the most cases in litigation that dealt with that, whether it is hormone replacement therapy, where menopausal women took estrogen to deal with hormonal or menopausal symptoms, which resulted in breast cancer, whether it is talcum powder, baby powder litigation. We were the first to have the first four or five trials and verdicts that showed the world that Johnson & Johnson and the makers of baby powder and other companies that make baby powder, feminine hygiene products, showing that link to ovarian cancer. And now that we've been looking at, and now we're looking at the hair relaxer products and the link to ovarian and uterine cancer and directly. And so since we've had that background, you know, we unfortunately saw a lot of clients that in the talcum powder, Johnson & Johnson baby powder context who had ovarian cancer or uterine cancer that didn't meet the scientific criteria for that to be a case. Or that subset who also use hair relaxers, as we've been kind of looking at it leading up to the NIH study, you know, we found that there were quite a few. We had to talk about our litigation. We had, you know, we represent thousands of those clients, and for the ones that didn't meet the criteria for that, for the science behind that litigation, we were astonished at how many African Americans were in that group. Or minorities who use this product are in that group, and it was something where we could not.
This is
not helping.
It is, not to interrupt you. It's just so disturbing on so many levels. I have to be really honest with you. It's really it almost sometimes. I mean. You know, it's a lot for us to digest because I think in the community, and we're known, you know, we spend a lot of money on hair and beauty. We over-index in this area and the African-American community. So we're thinking that the products that we use are safe. This is what we are believing. And we're thinking the ingredients that go into those products are largely the same that would go into products that are made for, you know, Caucasian communities or other communities. And sometimes we're starting to find that they may be entirely different ingredients in some of these products, which may contribute to why we are seeing certain alarming rates of these cancers in women of color on a more predominant level. So this is something that really... you know, we're paying attention to now, Navan, and I'm just blown away that, and sadly that it's taken this long. Like I said, when we at the top of this, this is something we kind of have been like, especially with the baby powder, we've heard that off and on over the years, and here we've heard murmurings and things like that. But this to me was definitive. And here's my only concern and issue with my own fellow colleagues in the hair industry. And that is that, listen, guys, I know you may have a horse in the race in this, and here's what I mean. You have these big manufacturers who I've known some of them here and there over the years, but here's the problem with that, some of the folks who speak on their behalf receive funds. And so that might kind of sadly, kind of put the hush on having these folks talk about this. I have literally seen with my own eyes where folks who, who may be pocketing funds, and I'm talking personally, this is me, Carrie Hines, not anybody from any firms or anything like that, but just me, and I have these colleagues who are receiving these funds, and sadly, so when they're talking about this, they're calling it mythical or calling it a myth. And to me, you're doing a great harm. I rather, even no matter what you believe, I rather that you err on the side of, caution, and not, it's disturbing to me personally. So this is why I wanted to. I saw you guys' commercial for Beasley Allen, and I had to get you guys on. I love how you lay it out on your site. I love the work that you guys are doing. And so this is why I wanted to have you on the show today, Nathan. So thank you very much for being here.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And, go right ahead, please. Nathan, please.
No, you go ahead.
Well, listen, I just wanted to just catch everybody up to speed. If you're just tuning in, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I am in Brooklyn, New York, but our guest today, he actually comes to us out of the Atlanta area, and he's with an incredible, incredible firm called Beasley Allen, which we're so proud. Like I said, when I saw the commercials that you guys have put out there and how you lay this out, where you really do explain the history of this, in terms of using these hair straightening, these chemical straighteners, I should say. It's just, and then you have to understand, folks, and it's hard for us to kind of, because there's so many legs to this, there's so many different levels to it. You also have to look at traditionally in this community and how we have, had to kind of, like you said, fit into society's standards where we have just one European standard of beauty pretty much. And there's nothing wrong with that, folks. Let me just officially say that our issue is usually that there are many standards of beauty, not just one. And so if we can pull that back, maybe we can kind of not have to deal with this outcome with, these studies and all of that. Eventually that would just go away, and not so much the studies, but the actual cancer, and these awful, awful chemicals and things that are contributing to this. So we're going to stay on top of this. So Nathan Ward, I just want to thank you, first of all, for being with us. Now,
no problem.
Go right ahead, Nathan, because go right ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I did want to touch on something you mentioned earlier. You talked about, there's certain myths out there about hair products and for, white women, European descent women, the thought about how much, the assumption that they spend much more on hair products or cosmetic products or beauty products. And what people don't realize, and this is kind of astonishing, to me, but it certainly makes sense when you look at this litigation, you look at the issues that these women have had to deal with, you look at the overall picture of things, African-American spending accounts for as much as 22% of the $42 billion a year personal care market in the U.S. alone. African American consumers spend over $1 trillion a year, with a significant amount of that spending towards skincare products, and we're operations in just 2020, and the global African-American hair care market was estimated at $2.5 billion with the hair relaxer market alone.
That's right.
$718 million in 2021 with expectation of growth to $850+ million annually by 2028. And so, you know, that it certainly is a myth to think that, you know, African-American women and that community spend substantial amounts of money in this industry, which is one of the reasons why, unfortunately, we have seen and expect to see even more the corners that reflect the burying of head in the sand with regards to the negative effects that these women are unfortunately having to deal with. We're a responsible manufacturer should and would be expected to do a lot better with warning and being able to remove that risk.
Absolutely. Do you, Navan, feel that there's been enough conversations about this already? Because here, I think that over at Hair Radio, I feel that we are not getting enough. I don't know if enough of this is getting out to folks about the seriousness of this and how pervasive this is. When I think about it, and I'll tell you why, since we've been talking about this report and so many of these things over, you know, the course of as we move along in this year, we, you know, there's some who will say, oh, well, or just literally, you know, turn a deaf ear or whatever it is. You know, they just don't put the, I don't know, the, it just doesn't seem like it's resonating as much as it should, in my opinion. What do you say to these folks about should they, you know, about taking it seriously or more seriously than it seems that they have?
Well, you know, you start off the show saying, hey, there's always been suspicion of a negative result from the hair relaxers around the kitchen table, et cetera. People sometimes have a negative view on lawyers. You mentioned that Abby said very nice things about some of that we've seen from our firm. What lawsuits do is help drive that discussion. You know, and unless you are, you know, in the medical field, in the research medical field, when NIH studies come out or important studies come out and show an issue, that's not necessarily something that's going to be headline news. It's not going to be something that the normal person is going to know about or pick up. And as lawyers, particularly as plaintiff lawyers, it's our job to kind of be the gatekeepers of seeing what dangers are out there and holding those manufacturers who make bad products that hurt people responsible. And in doing so, we bring these lawsuits to hopefully drive that discussion, to hopefully inform people. Whether they have a lawsuit or not, it makes you more aware of something that you would not otherwise have been aware of. Has there been discussion about it, you know, before the study came out? You know, not of any significance, only suspicions, and, you know, a lot of times suspicions of things that you were talking about around the kitchen table. You know, probably, who knows if it's right or wrong. It certainly hasn't necessarily, some of those suspicions haven't come to fruition, so to speak, but this is an instance where where it has, in this instance, with the type of injuries where it has. And so I think it certainly will help continue discussion in the course. Of course, you drawing light and interviewing me and others and just continue discussion and others like you are also helping to inform people to drive that discussion and information in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I think this, like you said, this is just one of those spokes in the wheel on this subject, but we're going to keep shining the light on this. And I so appreciate the work that you guys have put out there, Beasley Allen. To me, this is, you know, and it really affects our community quite a bit. And at this show, really, this is what we've been kind of talking about all this time. And I just, you know, so I thank you. And please pass this along to your colleagues there for, you know, helping again to these folks, you know, helping the folks who are dealing with this directly. And my heart goes out to these people who have been diagnosed with these cancers and related illnesses because of this. But I also appreciate the fact that you guys help their, you know, their members of their family who, because a lot of these folks may have lost their lives as a result of this. And so you help those family members too, and their loved ones. And this is something that I have noted. And thank you for that. So Nathan Ward, my goodness, thank you for coming to our show today. Now, I have to ask you, because, you know, you, when I saw your profile there, I said, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of what you have accomplished there. And just being a professional, an attorney out there, helping folks in our community, speaking to this and so many other things that, that, you know, shine a light and help folks of color. I just want to ask you, so who, where did you get your inspiration from, and who poured into you, sir, Mr. Nathan Ward, to become such a professional man out there and doing such big things, especially like this, this particular situation? But who poured into you?
Well, you know, I tell you, you know, I'm African American male, grew up in single parent home with, of course, my mom. Of course, my dad was there. They were divorced. I was in a different state, and he was involved, but just because of distance, the majority of my childhood was, again, in a single parent family home with my sister and my mom. And, you know, when you talk about the importance of people being like you be, the importance of seeing people who look like you on TV, it resonates greatly with me, because I didn't know any lawyers growing up. I didn't know any lawyers or other judges or anything like that, where a lot of my law school classmates, their parents were lawyers or family members were lawyers. What inspired me was seeing Blair Underwood, character in L.A. Law, a young black man who was in a law firm, mainly majority white law firm. And I didn't know what lawyers did, but I knew he there was something about him that I could identify with in the respect that he had. It seemed like he was doing good for his clients. And in my head, I was like, I want to do that, not even really knowing what a lawyer did. And that, coupled with my mom saying how much I, you know, love to argue with my sister, and I thought I won most of those arguments, I could be nothing but a lawyer. And so that's what made me want to go into law, into law, and being able to do it for 21 years at Beasley Allen, which has done an awesome job of really caring for its clients of all kinds. It's been a perfect place for me.
Well, listen, I have to say, and it definitely we can attest to that, and we appreciate your time today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You'll have to come back again and let us know how you progress with these lawsuits and the impact that we suspect that's going to have, and all your work there. So, Nathan Ward of Beasley Allen, an attorney there, we thank you so much for spending time with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we'll have you back real soon. Thank you again.
Again, Carrie, thank you for having me. And I do appreciate all of you that you're doing the channel out on this. And again, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Okay. All right, folks, keep it right here. Do not go anywhere. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go this morning. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Wednesday morning, February 22nd of 2023. Really is. The year's just moving on along. We're real happy to have you guys with us. We're in our spotlight hour. You just heard an incredible interview with Navon Ward, who is an attorney of color, I call him. Incredible work he's doing through his firm and in this area of speaking to the National Institute of Health, NIH report last year on women's, black women with the potential link or possible link to uterine cancer and all of that you guys heard. So let me bring back to the line our incredible panel of folks, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, Michael Hopkins out of Virginia, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and I'm here in New York. Guys, you've heard a lot of talk about the report, the commercial a moment ago from Heal & Go as well. Okay, first let me just lead in with you, Nicole Marie. What did you think about Navon's interview this morning?
I love the interview. I think it's definitely the topics that he talked about. It's definitely necessary for us to continue discussions about this. Like he had stated, we think that the products that we're using are safe. But now, it's coming to light that, all these chemicals in the products aren't necessarily safe. They're harmful for us and can cause, medical issues for us. So just it's about raising awareness and for us to pay attention to the products that we're using. Like I said, continue the discussions. And then also to hold these manufacturers accountable. Hold them accountable for these products because, sometimes it's about the bottom line, which is money, and it's about our lives, and keeping us safe. So I like what he said about them being the gatekeepers to the manufacturers and these products and just continuing to stay on top of it, be aware, and hopefully help save lives. That's the key, is saving lives, because these chemicals are harmful for us.
Wow. Michael, Navan works with Beasley Allen, a firm that you see the commercials all over TV. I was grateful that he took time out of his day to come on and talk about it. And as I mentioned in the piece, his website at Beasley Allen, they are super in terms of getting the information about chemical straighteners and all of those types of cancers, that is the potential links to cancers and more frequently because of the use, how often these are used. I appreciated him being on the show, and I have to say one of my other favorite, if there's a such thing, parts of the interview. Michael, I don't know if you heard, but he was kind of relating to us as a man of color and talking about how this might affect even the women that he knows in his life and his own family. So did you hear that? And what did you think, Michael Hopkins?
Wow. Yeah, most definitely. You know, I have daughters, so I know, my wife, I know that they use the different chemicals and so forth. But you know, Karen Nicole Marie, when I was listening to him, I started thinking about a bigger picture. I mean, for me, the bigger picture. And a lot of females in the military use these same chemicals. They use these toxins. Now, can you guys imagine, not only are they exposed to that, but guess what else? A lot of them have been exposed to chemicals in the military when they went overseas to battlefields. Yeah. And now, years later, the end results of all of these chemicals. So
they're lucky to have a strand of hair on their heads, Michael.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you know, it's like a double or a triple whammy.
A double whammy,
right. Yeah, because they were exposed to things in the battlefield that we're now learning about. And yet, now, domestic products are doing things to you also. So, Carrie and Nicole Marie, this to me is very enlightening. It really is. It's sparking me to do some more research and on Vet Talk Radio to devote a show
we're going to work on this. Yeah, it's not going to go away. The topic is not going to go away, Michael.
No, not at all.
I know Pat out as producer, and I'll be working with you on getting some coverage over on the Vet Talk Radio side, but I have to turn back to this. This really, for me, it is huge. My other, and I think I mentioned this in the piece as well, because I was disturbed to learn, because you know, you look at, and again, this part was not factualized so much, but it's something that we suspect. When we try to think of why it's so predominant with folks of color, well, what they clearly have uncovered in some of this that we hear, and it could be innuendo, we don't know. But they actually said that they use different ingredients to mix up when they're targeted towards a different community. And to me, when you start these products seem to affect the reproductive, parts of these women's bodies, that makes you think. I mean, come on. Anybody with a brain, you know, you're gonna think, okay. So, you know, there's some, you know, conspiracy theory-ish type stuff that might come to mind. I would feel the same way.
Wow. Yes, underlying things.
This is deep. And there are many levels to it.
Yeah, it is.
And one of the other parts to it is that the hairstylists, guys, you have to understand this. A lot of them have a horse in the race. So let's just be real.
Wow.
So, you know, you've got to be your own best advocate. And my suggestion, stop using the chemical straighteners, period.
Right.
Stop. My God. Stop. It's really that simple. And so for you guys doing these chemical straighteners, if that's what how you make your living, yeah, talk to these folks. Make sure that they understand all of the dangers. And for you hairstylists who are inhaling these chemicals, that's
right.
a whole nother.
That's harmful
stuff.
As well.
Right. That's a whole nother. Just respiratory issues. Yes.
Right.
Still being affected.
So let's look at all of that. You know, when are we going to stop being the, you know, the taking the brunt of everything that's been horrible to us? I mean, my gosh. So that's how I feel. And don't send me any letters because I won't be reading them. Okay. So that's how I feel. You know, and the same thing. We've got to take care of our own hair. We've got to love our own hair. We've got to stop, you know, acquiescing. Yes, you feel compelled to change because if you don't, they won't even hire you. And it's just on and on and on. And then so it just keeps becoming this slow move towards hating your appearance, hating what you look like. Always explaining about your hair and this and that. I mean, my God.
And you shouldn't have to.
Aren't we tired by now?
Yes,
aren't
I'm tired,
right, folks. So that's how I feel about that. I don't know. It's just me. You know, as I said, that's my take on it this morning. And I feel sorry that these folks are now looking and having to sue. And in the case of that, the attorney, Navon's law firm, I think they had one case where the person had died. Quite often, the people have not even made it to this point.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, so many have lost their lives, and now their families have to continue on with the lawsuits and all of that. It's deep. And,
yes, it is.
We've got to turn this status quo around. We've got to change things. This is not fair. It's not right. And we can do better as a country.
Yes, we can.
Yep.
And
so true.
People.
So true. And you know, Kerry, he also mentioned about the baby powder, and I had almost forgot about that.
Yes,
right.
That's been out there for a while.
Right.
Yes.
I forgot about that for years.
The rumor was out there for years, and the manufacturer, Johnson & Johnson, had denied that for years, you know, for years and years of denial. Well, the part about this, when you mentioned, Nicole, about financial aspect of it, yeah, absolutely. It's one, I'm going to tell you just, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it's all about money. Now, during this time, obviously, the courts ruled that they were well aware that all this time it was causing cancer, and they denied this over and over and over again. Of course, the court ruled that they were liable. And so these things, you know, if it's not this, it's that, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And again, you have to be your own advocate. You have to be your own advocate.
That's it.
And we're going to tell the truth here. That's what you get at the Hair Radio Show. If you're getting relaxers and things like that, be informed and be aware. And you're welcome here at the Hair Radio Show. No matter what you're doing to your hair or yourself, you're welcome here because we need to have the conversation.
Right.
So true.
Must keep the conversation going.
You got to keep the conversation going, folks. So,
all
listen,
about
I
education.
Appreciate you. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a rant or anything like that, but this is something that we're passionate about here.
Right.
Because
very
we
so
care
true.
About our fans.
It's about saving
and
lives. Yes.
Saving lives.
So true.
And one of the reasons that I really had to
kind of revisit this, and we will be revisiting this on and on. But one of the reasons I revisited this is because I see, since the report has since the report came out, there's been very, I'm going to just say in my unofficial capacity, I really don't see a big change to me. So this is something, and I feel sorry because health is important.
Yes, it is.
And being aware, your health, one's
if you don't
health
have your
is
health,
important.
You don't have anything.
Right.
Yep,
and
you
quite true. Don't want to just be unhealthy and you've made somebody else rich
right.
at your expense
yeah.
of your life.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, so this conversation will continue. We, of course, will be talking about this as we move along in weeks to come. You know, and I just love that Navan was here. We've had several attorneys on this show. My goodness, I think we've had Benjamin Crump. We've had
right.
Lisa Bloom. You know, we've
right.
had Navan Ward to add to it, which tells me that they take us seriously and we take ourselves seriously here
oh,
on the
yeah.
air.
Yes, we do.
So,
yes, we
yeah,
surely
so
do.
Real good stuff. Yes. And tomorrow, now coming up on Thursday, we have a gentleman who comes to us via BOPSA in the Spotlight Hour. So his name is Ricky Johnson. Now, Ricky has some things to talk about that you don't want to miss all about health and hairstylists. And I have to say, there are very few folks besides us who really are out there doing marketing and all this wonderful, these wonderful things to assist stylists. And he's one of them. So I can't wait for you guys to meet Ricky Johnson. It'll be his first time with us about 8 or so in the morning. And then Friday, we've got two folks joining us, Mr. Charlie and then Jay Ellis, who also will be at the upcoming New York Hair Radio on stage. So it's just, we're of course,
awesome.
We're here every day here on
yeah.
the show.
So.
Yeah, so I'm real excited about that. And we've just been having fun. We've had fun. So
yeah,
Nicole,
oh yeah.
What were your thoughts today? Yeah, what did you have a good time today?
It's been a wonderful day. Yes, I have thoroughly enjoyed just the whole broadcast today, from Ask a Hairstylist to, goodness, our attorney, Navan Ward, and just, oh my goodness, it's just been a wonderful day. Wonderful day.
Yeah, me too. I really have to say, and it's always exciting, and we just want you guys to, you know, to just keep us you know, in your thoughts and prayers each day as
yeah.
we go about once the show wraps at 9. I also want to remind you guys, Upscale Magazine Radio, I have made sure it is updated with some incredible blog posts and all of that. Go to upscalemagazineradio.com. You can listen to some wonderful episodes of the Hair Radio Show over there, plus some new interviews, and again, read the blog notes. There's some wonderful blog posts over there, just like there is over at hairradio.com, HAIradio.com. We've got some new things posted. Again, Jay Ellis, you'll be with us on Friday. And I can't wait. She's going to be at the upcoming event. I just talked
oh, yeah.
with Eugene Davis a few minutes ago, literally. So Eugene is going to be with us on at
awesome.
The event on Monday,
oh,
yeah, the 6th of March. Yeah, it's going to be just everybody's going to be there.
So
like
nice.
Everybody's rolling up. Well, hold it. You know what I mean. Rolling up.
Oh, okay.
Another thing, I think. I meant pulling
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah.
rolling into
up.
Manhattan
rolling.
At the Gene Franco
yeah.
Theater.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
They'll be rolling
looking,
in,
looking
Gary. Rolling into
in.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
yeah.
Thank
awesome.
You, guys. I have just enjoyed this show, as always. And tomorrow we'll be back with all new. And then don't forget, new episode tomorrow. And then next week we're actually going to be here until the 28th of February. That's our last day that we'll be on in the month of February. And then March, we are
just going to broadcast on one day, and that's the day of the event on that Monday, March 6th. We'll be on from 6 to 9 that morning. And then, of course, the live event at 2:30 in the afternoon in New York City. Again, tickets are at eventbrite.com. That's really it, guys. We've had an incredible day. Every day is wonderful.
Every day.
So thank you so much. Okay, let's time to get the outro. And, you know, it's just all about, I guess, hair, beauty, and what, guys?
And community.
Community.
All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors: Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book by show host Carrie Hines, celebrating